you know, the four horsemen have been released, as it's explained in Revelation. You know, so these four horsemen represent blood, whore, you know, death, sickness, death. I mean, it's been released. And
so
these
you're
people,
telling me that
no pun intended, but these people are dead serious on their outcome.
Yeah, I know that. But you're saying we could get it from mosquito bites? It transfers it?
Yeah, mosquito bites is another way to transfect the nanotechnology into your body. The other way is just take an aspirin. Another way is just wash your hands with an antibacterial soap. Another way is to breathe the air that's been chemtrailed.
Right.
So,
well, I see
so
it
the
every
bottom
day.
Line, so it's, you're on the planet. There's no place to hide.
Right.
So what you have to do is provide.
But what about them? They've got to know that it's going to affect them as well. These elitists that want everyone
dead.
These
people are stupid. These people are educated beyond their intelligence. Do you want me to say that again?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, say it again. Go ahead, because it makes sense.
These people, these bad actors, these Luciferians. Okay, they're educated beyond their intelligence, which makes them super duper stupid.
Right.
You know, and they're so narcissistic, they think they can get away with it.
Right.
As if they are gods. So there's no getting away with this.
Let's go back to the vaccine and the 5G. It builds upon itself. It's AI, basically. It builds upon itself with the temperature of the body, correct? And then the magnetic pulses from the 5G or the 4G that help it to start creating, what, clots? Is that how this works? It starts building upon itself?
Yeah, it's all electromagnetic. Okay, so what happens is red blood cells have a surface charge, which is negative, so they repel each other. How do you reverse the polarity of a cell? You know, so you're talking about a magnet, it's got a positive and negative side. So if you're talking about a cell, it has a positive and negative side. The cell membrane is negative. Inside the cell is positive. How do you reverse that? By damaging the cell. How do you damage the cell? You damage the cell membrane by putting nanotechnology in there that acts as a biosensor that can connect 2, 3, 4, 5G that has self-assembly technology, artificial intelligence, and it starts receiving these pulsating frequencies, okay? And that frequency damages the cell membrane, which then alters the polarity of the cell, which causes the cells to clot. Did you get that?
Yep.
I wrote a paper on this in 2020 because everybody was talking about SARS, and then they were talking about, which is severe acute respiratory syndrome, which means we don't know what we're talking about, but we know there's respiratory problems because there's what? Low energy, high fever, and I'm coughing, but there's no mucus.
So would getting away from the cell towers and a cell phone help people that have been vaccinated?
Tearing them down.
Turning them down. So there's no way to escape.
You have to take them down. I'm not advocating criminal activity. I'm just saying there has to be a decision before they go up. But nobody could make that decision because they put them up during the time that we were being sequestered to our homes.
Right. When we were in lockdown, they did the whole rollout with the 5G.
That's correct. They did the whole cell tower. And each rectangular, you see them on the towers,
yeah.
These rectangular antennas. We've got voltage plus amperage equals voltage, wattage. We're talking about 3 megawatts per antenna that has a 25-mile radius. But once you are now inoculated or transvected, either by a mosquito bite or a PCR test or an aspirin you took or the water or the air, once that's in your body, that material acts as a receptor. So it can receive and transmit. And so the 5G connects you then through your, that's why everybody had to be inoculated. or transfected with graphene oxide, because that's the material that connects you up to the internet of brains, the internet of humans, the internet of things. Once you're connected, you're then assigned, the Microsoft company owns the patent on this, you're then assigned, they're tracking all this, assigned an IP address, a MAC address.
So everyone on the planet now has an IP address.
I'm not saying we all do.
Well, that's their goal.
That's their goal. That's why they want to continue this rollout.
So I decided to try this myself. And you're going to want to share this video after you see this.
All right. We live good. All right. Listen, I am going into Walmart right now, you guys, and I'm going to open up my Bluetooth settings to see if I get any miscellaneous codes inside the store. I'm doing this because I recently saw a video that was shared on my Telegram where a woman went out to the dock at some lake somewhere in South Africa, South America, and she pulled up her Bluetooth settings, and all these miscellaneous numbers came up on her phone when she was around all the guaranteed vaccinated people that were allowed to be out that were swimming. And I opened up my Bluetooth settings just in my apartment, and two or three of these type of numbers came up as well. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be a bunch of them here in Walmart as I walk through the store. Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we are in Walmart. Gonna turn it on now. Oh my God. 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 Look at this. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holy shit. Unbelievable. Oh my God. Oh my God. You guys, I'm getting goosebumps on my head because of the... Oh my God. Look at this. Look at this. I'm getting... Oh my God. Holy shit. This is real. What the... What the... No way. It has to be bullshit. No way.
Spirit is constantly there, but rarely acknowledged. The Holy Spirit is not far from any one of us. He abides in us, around us. Don't go throughout your life with such a busy pace that you can't acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. Don't live your life in such a way that you're not aware of His nearness. Don't go the whole day without talking to Him, without relying on Him. Involve Him. Be aware of Him. Don't ignore Him. I want you to just thank the Holy Spirit in the comment section right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can word that however you want. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the faithfulness of the precious Holy Spirit. When you, as a born-again believer, place your faith in the finished work of the cross, there's a great exchange that takes place. When God looks at the cross and He sees the suffering of His Son, and He had poured out His wrath upon the Son, when God looks at that sacrifice, He sees your every mistake. It was our sins that put Him there. When God looks at the cross, He sees your flaws. He sees your mistakes. He sees your sinful attitudes, your sinful thoughts. And that exchange took place in your favor, because now when God looks at those who place their faith in Christ Jesus, He sees Christ's perfection on them.
This next set of images were uploaded to Reddit by user Pragmar1428. At an initial glance, the focus seems to be on the damage to the car's side. However, upon closer inspection, a ghostly face can be seen peering through the windshield. The second image has been enhanced, making the face more visible. While there's little information available about these images, one commenter claimed that the photo was actually of a car that belonged to a friend of theirs. According to the story, the driver had had a minor accident late at night and video called his father to show the damage. During the call, his father asked, "Who's in the car?" The son responded, "I'm all alone." That's when his father shared these eerie images. It's hard to deny the unsettling nature of the face in the vehicle. Many have compared it to Michael Jackson's appearance in the music video, Thriller. Let's hope for the photographer's sake that nothing evil's lurking in the dark.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters in Christ. Today is another day closer to redemption. Today's the day the Lord has made. Maybe someone will get saved. This is Arthur H. Arthur H. is a French pianist. Yes, he plays piano. So this is Arthur H. He's doing the Flying Lotus Mudra there with the two fingers together. He's also doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, my favorite gesture they do because it's so prideful and it shows the biblical world and it shows the deceptions in this world. These people think they're better than probably others and for sure Jesus Christ, right? Who needs salvation? Come on, right? So he's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. It's the false light of Lucifer. And wouldn't you know, he hides his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Brothers and sisters, God bless you.
Hi friends, we are in the park today. We felt led to take a different route from our hotel, and it truly was the leading of the Holy Spirit. There are some days where we have to walk for a while before we get into a divine appointment, but today was very different. It seemed almost very instant. Shortly after we depart, we meet this woman who is from Northern Ireland.
Right. She's from South Africa, but she moved to Northern Ireland. She lives in Belfast. And I had ministered there back in like 2011 before Hava and I were married. And we both knew, as soon as we looked at her, she was a believer. You can tell by the posture and the countenance, the peace on the face. And so it's a great miracle that she says, oh, it's a miracle. And I've seen it before, but it's been a number of years since the Holy Spirit put us into a situation like that with a raising of the arch of the foot. And she was very happy. So a rewarding situation for us is when the person being touched is very happy about it. So
yes.
So check us out. Thanks for watching. We're in Turkey.
Amen.
It's mainly
it's just that. Okay.
It's my foot.
Okay, so then you know, when you have the Holy Spirit, he's everywhere in you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm just going to tap your foot and declare healing in Jesus' name. So Lord, Father, we thank you for our sister.
Yes.
We immediately knew she belonged to you when we looked at her. And we thank you, Jesus, for how faithful you are. Yes. And I've seen you, Jesus, lift flat feet. I've prayed for people with flat feet and the arch lifted and they felt it lifting. So let's do the same thing right now. Holy Spirit coming power upon her right now in Jesus' name. Arch lift right now. Pain go. Arch lift in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now. More life and strength to you. Muscles be strengthened. Tendons be strengthened. Nerves be healed. Inflammation go. Swelling go.
Full life restoration.
In Jesus' name.
In both
now
your
Now walk
feet.
A little, sister.
In Jesus' name.
Tell me what you're feeling.
Full restoration.
That's not bad.
Yep.
That's not full bad. There's some relief there.
Yes, more. And so, and you know the word. The word says, faith without works is dead. So this is your works when you're walking.
I'm walking.
You're saying, I believe, Jesus.
I believe it's when I walk.
Amen.
Yes, it is working.
So, how does it feel now compared to?
Yeah, there is some, but I can feel the relief. I can feel the relief right now.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You can feel the relief, right. So, yes. So Holy Spirit, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, with me. So thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
for our sister, for touching her. We praise your holy name. And so, Lord, we know that you love when we're grateful. So say this, say, Jesus, I'm grateful for your mighty power.
Jesus, I'm grateful for your mighty power.
Thank you for more.
Thank you for more.
Amen.
And more to come.
And more to come, yes.
And so, arch be healed, arch lift completely in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
More relief, more healing, life to you. You are a spirit. You are a spirit. First and foremost, you are a spirit being, and the Holy Spirit quickens your mortal flesh. The Bible says that. So life in Jesus' name, arch lift.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Now take a few more steps. Take a few more steps.
Oh, God.
It feels better?
Uh-huh.
Yes. And you're walking faster,
and I'm walking faster now.
Yes.
Look at this.
Wow.
So does your arch feel tighter? It feels tighter, right?
There's no pain now.
Yes.
Let's see. What happened there?
Jesus, the Lord Jesus touched you.
Yeah, that's the miracle there.
Yes, does the arch feel lifted?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
I purposely said, before praying for you, I purposely said, Jesus, you have shown this, you know, he's done it through me in the past, lifting arches, so that it would encourage you to believe for yourself.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Honestly.
He orders the steps of the righteous, and he ordered your steps here. You are South
it's
African.
It's just as well that we met.
Yes.
From Ireland, ending up here in Turkey, and we bump into you.
And now I've got some relief.
Yes.
And suffering for all these years.
Wow. Jesus. How many years was it?
It's about 10 years now.
So
I'm suffering.
This is the best it's been feeling in 10 years? That's amazing. Praise the Lord. Take some more steps in. Take some more walk.
I'll have to walk. I'll work for the next 5 hours.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
It feels, like it feels brand new, don't it?
Yes.
That's amazing. Wow.
I can feel it.
You're definitely walking more confidently and faster.
You saw how slow I was walking.
Yes. The first thing you said is that you've been suffering for so long. And praise God.
And say this, sis, because the more we acknowledge these things, the more we hold on to it. So say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
For your faithfulness.
For your faithfulness.
Through your son, Jesus Christ.
Through your son, Jesus.
And I am going to hold on to this healing.
And I'm going to hold on to this healing.
Yes.
By praising you.
By praising
and
you.
Thanking
and
you
thanking you
all day.
All day.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Matt.
You're a woman of God. You are great soil. That's why you received it so well.
And my name is Maria.
Maria, I'm Tom.
Maria.
Yes.
Ahava, Tom.
Ahava, Tom. Maria, good name.
We have a connection for all eternity now.
Yes, that's my name.
Baptist
name.
Yes. Beautiful.
Okay.
God bless you.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your holidays and enjoy your day. Thanks very much. God bless you.
Hey. Yes, we thank you, Jesus.
Please.